Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are reviewing Halloween Ends.
Halloween fucking Ends.
It's fucking ended.
And just to let you know, we're going to go spoiler-free until we tell you. And it'll also be timestamped below. So if you haven't seen it, don't worry about it. Spoiler-free until we say.
Until we say.
And then also, if you would like some merchandise, we have some cool shirts and stuff. BloodyMaryPodcast.com. Go there to get some sweet merch.
Yes.
Support us and stuff.
Lots of awesome things there.
And then maybe we'll get some more podcasts out again. So spoiler-free stuff. So... who wants to go first on what they thought of this film? Okay, just for some context, we just got back from the theater.
We did.
We haven't talked about it yet. We have no idea of what each other thinks about this film.
No, and that is torture, by the way, to get in a car and not talk about it.
Okay, so here we go. Me first, you first. What do you want to do? Go ahead. What did you think about Halloween Ends?
I actually liked it.
You liked it? I did too. I like this one.
I did too. Look.
No spoilers.
Halloween Kills, I was so mad. I still get mad talking about that movie.
I don't like it. You hated it more than me, if I'm not mistaken. I gave it a 3, you gave it a 2 out of 10.
It like fills me with rage even now thinking about it. Mm. So going into this, my bar was like under the motherfucking dirt.
Yeah.
And I was really pleasantly surprised, and I enjoyed it.
Good, good. I did too. Look at that. We should like go on a date or something.
We should go on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot in common.
So, yes, I liked it. I went in with not as low expectations as you. I just went in normal.
Right.
And I was pleasantly surprised by a lot of this film.
Me too.
They do a lot of different things, and a lot of those different things really worked for me. Because I hadn't seen them. I don't think they did what they did in any other film. Maybe a touch in one or two. But without saying what happened, they do something different in this.
They do.
That's really going to divide fans for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, can't say what it is now, but good. We both liked it.
We did.
It's nice to go see a horror movie and then like it.
I know, because last year, I was raging mad for hours, and I still get fired up. So
yeah,
I'm glad that I'm not so angry about this one.
Yeah, okay. So thoughts on this trilogy, the David Gordon Green trilogy, the first one, the second one, and this one. What do you think of it as a whole now that it's complete?
As a whole? I think it was a good end to their trilogy, and I think they tied up some of the themes that they had throughout kind of wrapped up pretty well in this one, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I still think the second one is the shittiest fucking Halloween movie, and I hate it so much. So I could just get rid of 2 and give me 3. Or like 1 and 3, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's kind of my sentiment too. I think that you could take what they did in 2 and push it into 1. Like, I think a lot of what happens is in that second one. I think 2 was a money grab, you know, because I think a lot of the things that they do in 2, they could have made the first one just a hair longer and touched on some of that stuff. Because really, in 2, he's just killing more people.
And 2, the town is fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're going after a Kool-Aid man.
Okay, like, we're not talking about 2. So let's get back to this one. A lot of stuff worked for me in this. And I don't think there wasn't too much that didn't work. I could say, like, an argument would be it could be a little slow going, but I think that was a style of film. It was more methodical.
Mm-hmm. This one, it seemed more well thought out as opposed to the second one.
Yeah.
And even some of the first one.
Yeah. This one, I was like, oh, there's that director that I've liked before in other films. Right. Here he is. Now I see him. Mm-hmm. Where were you hiding, sir? So then, what did you think about how it ended? Did you like the ending?
I liked the ending a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I did. I think it wraps up for this trilogy, I think it wraps up Lori.
Yeah.
Well, I think it wraps up Michael well.
Yeah. And it wraps up her granddaughter's story.
It wraps up her family story. It wraps up, kind of the town story too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. We're going to have to get in the spoilers now. So spoilers, we made it as far as we can. If you haven't seen it, stop listening, stop watching, and go watch it and come on back. All
right. Right. We're so sorry we can't talk for like 10, 20 minutes with no spoilers.
Right. Okay.
We just can't do it.
So just get it out of the way. There was another killer.
There was another killer.
That was the coolest fucking thing ever.
You know what? I did like it. Why? Okay. Multiple reasons.
There were two killers.
There was two killers.
He had a protege for a hot minute.
For a hot minute.
And you got to see him kill together. Yeah. That was cool. I'd never seen that
before. It was like, oh, you want to take this one? And then he comes in.
Yeah.
And takes that one. Like. The protege, you know, takes on the heavy, I thought he took on the heavy lifting a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Michael was like, because I, you know, been shot and stabbed a million times, like 50 Cent, and I just need to just give me something easy. I still want to kill someone.
It kind of looked like he was getting his power back as he was killing people.
It did look like that. But I don't think it's his power. I think it's like his juices are flowing now. Yeah. He's like, I've been in a sewer for 4 years. I haven't got to cut a bitch. And I just, I need it.
The homeless guy says every now and then he'll bring someone in there.
Every now and then. But Michael pulling someone into a sewer and killing them because I'll just scratch an itch real quick. And then Michael Myers stalking people. Sticking them to walls and being his glorious self. He needed that. He really needed that. And that's what I feel like. It wasn't getting his power back. It was more like, oh, like I just feel.
Well, the new kid reinvigorated that inside of him.
He did.
Yeah.
And I did like, because, okay, at first I was like, all right, are we going supernatural? Yeah. Because they looked into each other's eyes.
Is he passing his evil on?
Right. I thought.
And maybe he did a little bit.
Maybe he did.
I mean, they left it open-ended, kind of like if it was supernatural, kind of, but not really.
I don't think it was. I think it was more.
You're a psycho. I'm a psycho. We should hang out.
I recognize the psycho in you.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, the second one was all about the fear that he created and the evil and what happens to the town because of it.
Yeah.
And I think that showed in Corey. They created this monster. They created him, essentially, because he accidentally kills a kid. Then the town, you know, he's the kid killer, whether it was an accident or not. And then they ridicule him and they just fuck with him. And then you're over here. First of all, you kill the kid on accident. That you feel horrible for that. Now the town makes you feel horrible for that. And people just fuck up your life. And that lives inside of you and it grows and...
Well,
he created it.
He didn't have to kill a whole bunch of people either.
It was
nature versus nurture. I mean, he could have, like, the first one was an accident, right?
Nature versus nurture, but then you flash to his parents and his mom.
His mom slapping him and kissing him.
Slapping him and kissing him and like, where have you been?
Yeah.
Like, I just think it is the whole, like, is evil created? Is it born?
Yeah, that's the whole conundrum of the film.
Yeah, and I think they did that kind of... pretty well.
Yeah. I like that there was two of them. I don't really care about the reasons. It was cool just to see two of them going. I think watching them kill together was really cool. Mm-hmm. Like you feel it coming because you see they set it up and then he's a mechanic. So you see him with that outfit on already.
Right.
But it was still really fun to watch. I like the slow pacing. I like this kind of modern love story. Motorcycle romance with the daughter. I think that was really cool. I liked a lot of the death scenes. My favorite ones. I mean, the DJ one was great.
The DJ one where he cuts his tongue off.
Yeah.
That was great.
So there's good kills. But I really dig that they brought another person in and to be another killer. And then you don't really know where that's going to go.
Right.
Like, is one of them going to live? Are they going to team up forever? Is he going to become the new Michael Myers? But what ended up happening is, no, the Strodes took care of them both.
Right. Well, and I think...
well, Jamie Lee kind of took care of them both.
Jamie Lee took care of them both.
She was like, nah, we're stopping this right here.
Right?
It was like the ultimate, like, dad on the porch with a shotgun when, like, the girl brings the date home, but she just kills him.
She was like, no, he's evil. He's not. And she's like, no, I looked in his eyes. That kid's evil.
Yeah.
And then she, like, waited for him. And
yeah, the whole suicide thing was fun too, where she faked it and
right.
It was cool. I liked it.
So we should talk about how Michael ends.
Yeah, he gets a shit wrecked.
That was awesome.
He gets stabbed and he gets knifed. He gets stabbed in the hands and
she
pins him down to the table.
Pins him to the fucking island in her kitchen,
yeah,
and just knife in one hand, knife in the other, pound, 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 fucking tip
through the fridge on him.
Through the fridge on him, and then she's like, well, you're gonna die. Slices his fucking throat.
Well, no. She stabs him in the chest.
And
then she stabs him like in the kill an animal place by the heart.
Right.
And then she cuts his throat.
And then he like grabs her.
And then he gets loose still after all that shit.
Yeah, because he rips his hand off and then she's like, fucking do it. Just fucking do it.
Just kill me.
And then the granddaughter coming in and like snapping his fucking arm.
Yeah.
Was pretty great.
It's badass. Yeah. And then it goes further to where...
Well, then slit his wrist. They slit his wrist. They slit his throat. They fucking just...
I mean, it wasn't like slamming it. Like, he was dead. Like,
he was super dead.
Like, if he survived that, then it would have been supernatural. But then what I didn't expect after that was they strapped him to the car and the whole town. With the old school witch burning thing.
Mm-hmm.
Except it wasn't a burning. They brought him to the junkyard and threw him in a fucking meat grinder.
In a fucking grinder. Yeah. That was a really cool scene.
Yeah.
I have to say. Yeah.
I really enjoyed the sewer stuff. My favorite parts were when the kid discovered Michael or the Michael discovered the kid. And that their bonding moments were super cool.
Right. He was like, show me. And he holds the guy down while he watches him kill. And
then
he's
that
like,
was
all
awesome.
Right. That was fun.
Maybe a complaint would I would love to have seen more of that. That like,
them duo killing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because the spree that he goes on, I mean, he had to go on his own Michael Myers killing spree.
Oh, yeah.
But it would have been cool and fun to see him like... other Michael grabbing one here and there with him.
Right.
But still, it's not like too much of a complaint.
You know what I thought towards the end when he was like, do you want to take this? When she went into his house or the house that he killed the kid in that he was staying in.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you want to take this? I thought like Michael was there like gonna pop out and be like... Because he said something like, do you want to take her or...
Yeah, that was when Jamie Lee found him sleeping in the house that he killed the first kid in.
Right.
On the same note, what I thought, just for a second, but I was like, no, I thought he was making Michael Myers up in his head.
Oh.
I thought like he was, you know, saying, you want it? Like, I thought it was going to get
a
into...
conversation.
I thought it was going to start... taking that route to where, he's just imagining Michael.
Oh, I thought he was like hiding and
but
he was like, you want to take her?
He probably was. He was just hiding.
He probably was hiding and he just wasn't like, ready yet.
Well, yeah, it's daytime. He likes to kill at night for the most part.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the kid ended up pissing him off because he took his mask.
Yeah, you don't take his mask.
Like, kid, I showed you how to kill people.
Yeah.
And this is what you take the one thing that I cherish most in this world.
Yeah, which, you know, he's just kind of a dick move going in and jacking his mask. Like, kid had his own mask, but I get it. You have to, like, he wanted the town to, like, not know it was him and what it was Michael.
Right.
I think that's why he did it. I imagine in that world you could have found Michael Myers masks everywhere. I'm sure it's a...
Well, not the one that was burned and like...
Had mold on it.
Mold and like, you know.
So then like the original Michael Myers' lore is like he got fucked up and he just like hung out in the sewer for 4 years eating rats and drinking sewer water.
And then random homeless people he would kill just to get that little tiny fix in while he recuperated.
Yeah. So eating rats. So that's lore. He's been in the sewer eating rats in a few films.
Right. That's four or five?
Somewhere in there. And then I think in Resurrection he was eating rats in the basement of his house.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not certain on that one.
Maybe.
But I know he likes to munch down on some rats.
He does. Taste it.
Kills were cool. I was genuinely surprised at how much I liked this one.
Me too.
Because it was really cool. I liked the direction they went. And like I said, the director, I finally saw him direct.
Right.
Because it felt like he had to do Carpenter stuff in one. And then everyone was on acid on two. No one knew what the fuck was happening. I don't know. And then three, it was like, it felt like he got to make his movie. It seemed.
Right.
I still really hate two. It doesn't make two any better for me. I just want two to go away, quite frankly. You could watch one. I'm sure there's a cut you could make, a fan cut, where you can edit one and three together, and you can make a coherent film.
Right.
Yeah. And fuck two. Fuck two in the butt.
The only thing that came good out of two is fucking Karen dying, because...
Yeah, she was an annoying character.
She was super annoying.
Very much annoying, right?
Her whole gently curb stomp with her fucking New Balance shoes. Just stop.
Right.
So, like, that was the best part of two for me.
And the dynamic of just having the granddaughter and grandma together was much more interesting, and it felt much more natural...
It did.
In the films and as actors, it didn't feel like that actress jived well with the films, if that makes sense. I forget her name.
Judy Greer.
Yeah, Judy Greer.
Yeah.
She's a good actress, but I don't know.
I was just happy that she died, so.
Yeah, no, it was cool. I liked the pacing. I liked the film. I liked the twist of, I liked that it was like a new killer. That was really cool. It's kind of sad to see the new killer go.
Well, he took his mask. If he didn't take his mask, he probably would have just let him continue.
Well, he killed himself, right? With the knife.
Oh, yeah, he did kill him. Well, he was still alive, and then Michael came and broke his neck.
Yeah.
Because that's what you get. I taught you stuff. We killed together, and you stole my mask.
You know, we didn't see it. In movie rules, off-screen, that was an off-screen kill.
No, it was not an off-screen kill.
Okay.
He walked up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, he did do that.
Took his mask back, put it on.
Yeah.
And then he went after Jamie.
Yeah.
And then she was fucking badass.
Yeah.
She was super badass.
Yeah, yeah.
More badass than she hid in the house in the woods.
In the first one.
In her trap.
Well, the difference is her character journey is she was not scared anymore. And one, she was still scared.
She was terrified. Yeah.
And in this one, she's had 4 years to heal.
And she's
not scared anymore.
Right.
And I really like the
she did therapy.
After effects of the town folk. You get to see some of that. Like the one lady who got the fluorescent light bulb to her neck survived.
Oh, yeah.
So that was...
Oh, see. Literally, I didn't remember any of two.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure she was in that one, but
yeah,
I don't fucking remember any of it.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite killing too.
So like, all right. What would you rate this then? Out of
seven.
Ten Bloody Marys, seven?
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, I was going to say 7.2, but now I want to feel a little different. But we both feel the same, so I'm going to say 7 as well. I think it was the best one of the three.
I agree.
Even though you do need the first one to get to the third one. It was the best film of all three of these.
I think so, too. And I understand how people are... divided because there was a different killer and you barely saw Michael, but also like
I wanted to see something. Yeah, I wanted to see them do something different. They did something different.
They did do something different.
But they also
different.
Kept the familiarity too of Michael and
And like he's old. He's been shot and stabbed a million times. And if you weren't gonna make him supernatural,
right.
You know, he gotta end. He gotta go.
And I mean, there's a fun ending, too. You could have done, like, I don't know. They both pop up again alive.
All right. Ta-da!
You see all his body parts come together.
Just come together.
In now the junkyard.
Zombie Michael.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was wearing a blue button-up and blue jeans in homage to the original.
Yeah. And she had the knitting.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to come into play because it showed there was a shot of her at the beginning knitting.
Knitting, yeah.
I'm like, oh, she's going to use that again.
Yeah.
Well,
he tried to use it on her, stick it in her ear.
Yeah. That's fucked up. So where do you think the franchise goes from here? Because these, I imagine this one's going to make money. So it's streaming on Peacock, too.
Right.
And my brother saw it in the theater, and he said there was only like 10 people there. And we just saw it in the theater.
It was actually quite a bit once.
There wasn't that many. I'd say there's maybe 20 people. And this is like, we're close to Halloween. This is a Saturday evening.
Right.
You know, I'd expect, I don't know. But they're still going to make a lot of money. The point is, these movies make money, and they're not going to stop making them.
Right.
So where do you think it goes from here, and what would you want to see next? Because you know they're going to keep making more.
Right.
Be it like next year or in 5 years, it's going to continue.
I mean, so either the evil pops up somewhere else, and then that person takes on the Michael Myers persona, or...
Yeah.
Or you open it up to Supernatural and he comes back to fucking life after they grinded him.
Yeah. So do you think...
But I don't know...
Do you think they stay in the same world that we're in? Or is it another world? Because the timelines for the Halloween films are all over the place, right?
Yeah.
It's like one and then these, but then there's another timeline. Or it's like one and two. And then H2O.
Resurrection.
And, and then there's other... Yeah, so like where would they... I really think if they're
going to...
We're going to get a series. We're going to get a Netflix show. We'll get a Amazon Prime show. It's going to be called Haddonfield, and it'll probably be stories from that town, because in this, they established that this was a cool sequence too. Like, there's murders happening in this town unrelated to Michael because of it.
Right.
And the cops are like, is this Michael? Is it not? So that kind of opens up the door to, I think, would be a fun series and call it Haddonfield. You could even have like that cop be one of like the main people, or just tell different stories in this town of crazy events happening. And you can have Michael be in like one of them or two of them or something.
Right.
I'd love to see a Rob Zombie Halloween 3.
Oh, I would love to see, because I want to see where they would take that with Scout and like.
But if someone would tell me just like, you're making a Halloween, what are you going to do? I'm like, I would remake it in the 70s, but change the storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be a lot of fun. You keep it set in the 70s, keep it set in 1978 or whenever it was set, but change the outcome of it. Like Quentin Tarantino, that shit.
Yeah, you could do that.
I think that could be a lot of fun. Yeah. One thing that I guess I would have, well, you couldn't like Loomis. I did miss the presence of Loomis through like Gordon Green stuff. I know they like flash back to him in two, and they had that other doctor in the first one. But I don't know. I kind of miss having that wise old man around.
Right.
So I'd probably bring back in. I think there was like chatter about doing like a Loomis spinoff but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they do. They're going to do something. They make money. So.
Right. So either reboot it again.
I start over. We'll get a series. Yeah.
I think a series would be fun. And that could actually tie into what their plan was originally, was to do different things for all different, like, because Halloween 3 is completely.
Yeah. Separate. For sure.
So that could, you know, kind of tie that all in. And then you can have a Michael Myers on one episode or two episodes. Yeah. And then you get this one. And then you get that one. And it's a different.
Yeah. Or you stick in the same world, because we saw him young in like one. He was like, what, 18, 19?
Right.
And now we see him as old man. So you have this whole era of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Where,
right,
what's
what was
he doing?
What was he doing?
Like, maybe he could have escaped and went on a spree in the 80s.
You don't even know.
Yeah, maybe they make it like poppy. Stranger Things at Michael Myers in the 80s.
Well, I mean, he knows how to drive.
Joins a band.
Joins a band. He's a drummer.
Right?
He likes to hit things.
Oh, that's so stupid. I don't want to see this now. But yeah, I was surprised that I liked it as much as I did, because I had like been avoiding everything. The only thing I've heard was like it was split down the middle, and then I hopped on IMDb and saw it, like it was already at a rating of like 5.4.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good. I think it's a good Halloween flick, and I'm glad they did something different. Yeah,
and it wasn't so different, you know? Yeah,
that's the thing, too. It wasn't completely different.
It wasn't completely different. Yeah. You still needed someone to go around murdering people.
Mm.
He's hurt. He old. Like, yeah. He needs help.
Yeah.
And he got a buddy.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed. And I really enjoyed the final showdown.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because she was fucking badass.
Yeah.
And then just slit. And then
good.
The granddaughter coming in and like just snapping his fucking arm.
that was
great.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, if you've been listening, then you've watched it. And what do you think? Do you feel the same? Do you think this one is the best of the trilogy? Do you think it's the worst? Do you think it's in the middle?
Do you think it ended well? Do you think it wrapped up all their whole trilogy storyline?
Yeah. And where do you think the Halloween franchise goes from here?
Right.
Well, cool. Yeah.
Right. Well, our Bloody Marys are dead.
And so are we. Drink in moderation. Enjoy life and death. Life and death. I made this really strong. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
The Bloody Marys.